This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining me right now is a true renaissance man. He also is an author. He is an advocate for education as well as wellness. He is an entrepreneur. He is a swell dresser. He is Eddie Papowski's number one fan. He is a doting grandfather, a loving husband, and a fantastic father. He is also a, as I said, author and entrepreneur as well, and a baseball awards presenter. And when the weather calls for it, and it has as of late, he is an avid skier. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you today?
Fantastic, Jay. Thanks for that wonderful introduction. And my grandfathering skills were in play on Easter Sunday. I think I conducted and hosted about three Easter egg hunts.
Keeps you busy.
I had some great hiding spots too. But today is all about Jay Lucas, who's the president of the Lucas Group and LV Equity, but specifically has introduced a concept called the Sunshine Initiative. And in the spirit of transparency, Jay, you and I go way back. We're skiing buddies. We're business buddies. We're good friends. And so I think this is going to be more like a conversation on the couch. But before we get into the Sunshine Initiative, I mean, you obviously, you're well-educated with unbelievable degrees from Harvard and elsewhere, and you've run for governor. So what led you, why don't you just take us through your career and what led you to this point in the career where you wanted to launch the Sunshine Initiative?
Well, Tom, well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. And we really do go back a long ways. And both in terms of, I mean, just having so much fun with our kids growing up and skiing. And I remember so many chairlift rides and conversations. And I applaud you for your running enthusiasm as well, because we're both runners. And that's a big part of things in our lives, I know.
Yeah, one of the things that's really great about Delta Dental, all of the races that we sponsor usually have a great, either an oral health charity or another charity, so that it's a great connection. Now, you're still a fast runner. I still run a lot of races, but I run like a turtle. So I salute you, and somehow you've kept your speed up. I have not.
Well, the important thing is to be out there. That's for sure. It just changes your whole attitude. The other thing I applaud about what you're doing, Tom, is all about wellness. In that sort of natural, good wellness and fitness. And you've been a real leader in that. And you'd ask me about how I kind of get to be doing what I'm doing now. I think the basic part of it all is that I'm a small town boy from Newport, New Hampshire. And that's kind of where I grew up in the western part of the state. And I went off to school and have had a career in business, largely, building companies. That's primarily what I've done. I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years, and then also have been involved in state politics, both as I ran for the New Hampshire legislature when I was only 19 years old and got elected. I represented my hometown of Newport for two terms, and it was really a fantastic experience. Served on the Judiciary Committee.
And you ran for governor. Then your son got involved. Tell us about that, too.
One of the proudest and most fun things I've ever done is my son Gates, who had graduated from Dartmouth, was working at a Liberty Mutual down in Boston, but living in Sunapee, New Hampshire, he sort of called me out of the blue one day and said, Dad, I would like to run for state rep in Sunapee. So that fall, the fall of 2018, it was so great. He and I went out, knocked on over 1,000 doors together, and he was fantastic. He actually won. He defeated a four or five term incumbent. And during kind of a tough election year, did a great job. He served, and he also, and Tom, this is probably the most important part, he introduced a bill to help prevent teen suicide. Yeah. And it actually got passed, and Governor Sununu signed it, and it was a really proud moment, not only for him, but also he bonded with some families who had lost folks in their families. And I think he felt a real sense of accomplishment and having done something really good. So thanks for bringing that up. That was
he followed your level five leader, and he followed you in the footsteps. So let's fast forward a little bit and talk about the Sunshine Initiative. And I think you'll need to spend time with some of the background. Obviously, I get your weekly newsletter, and we'll talk about that, and I've been involved a lot. But I think we probably should level set the listening audience on what is the Sunshine Initiative and how and why you started it.
Sure. Well, it all comes back to the town of Newport, New Hampshire. And not everyone actually knows where Newport is or knows all that much about it. But Newport is in the western part of the state. It's a wonderful small town of about 6,000 people. And it's where I grew up. And I like to describe it as kind of an idyllic place growing up in the sense that it had one of those Norman Rockwell kind of main streets, you know, the kind of I'm talking about where you'd see the drugstore, you'd know the hardware store, the jewelry store, and you get to know the owners and their families. They know you, even if you're, you know, a young person in grade school, they know who you are and they know your family. And so that's where I grew up. And I went to Newport High School, played all the sports. It was just wonderful. And just geographically for folks to know, Newport is nestled in a little valley between Sunapee and Claremont, about 20, 25 miles south of Hanover, Lebanon, and Dartmouth College area. Really nice place. But what happened to Newport is not unlike what has happened to so many other towns around the country. After I left high school and went away, you know, the mill closed down that employed so many people. The economy just got really tough. And of course, when the economy goes down, opportunities are not there for young people. Opioids and drugs and substance kind of creeps in, and it just became a kind of a much tougher place to be. But and so what happened is that about 6 years ago, my wife Karen and I were driving back down through that beautiful same Main Street, and it just hit me that I looked at those same storefronts that I had remembered from years ago, and they were either closed or shut down, boarded up, some secondhand stores. But basically, what you felt was that the life had been drained out of the town. And we just said, you know, we're gonna change all that. We're gonna revitalize Newport, New Hampshire. And of course, you know, we had no idea how you do something like this, but we just said we're gonna do it. And I'm proud to say today, you know, I'd say we're about 95% the way back. We've got what started out with just the two of us. There've been over 100 volunteers in the effort. We call it the Sunshine Initiative. We call it the Sunshine Initiative because Newport has a nickname. It's had this nickname since the 1930s. It's known as the Sunshine Town. So we call this the Sunshine Initiative. And in what we've been able to do is, you know, there are more than 100 new jobs in town since we started. We've got, if you drive down our main street, you will see a beautiful opera house right in the middle of the main street that was built in 1886. And by the way, when it was built, it was known as the best theater north of Boston. So like a really, really great place. But over the years, of course, it had fallen into some amount of disrepair. And we've just been able to put $1.5 million of renovations into it. And so you've got concerts and theater and all sorts of things happening, activities in the theater and the opera house. We got a robotics program into the high school. We've even got a dog park that's being built on the edge of the town, a brand new community center, a new vocational center. And then I think one of the things that's been really key, Tom, is that, you know, housing is a real crisis here in the state. And very much true in Newport. And we now have several major developments in process. And one of them, I'll just mention this briefly, but one of them I'm so proud of and so excited about because it's the mill that's on the town, right on the outskirts of town, just on the edge of downtown. And if you've been through Newport, you can't miss it. It's this big 100,000 square foot, beautiful brick building that's been dormant for more than 50 years. And it's not an eyesore, but it has been a signal for many, many years that, you know, not much going on in Newport. You got a dormant big old mill right on the river as you move into town. And so we've been working on trying to figure out what are we going to do with that mill. And thankfully, last fall, we got the financing all in place. Construction has started, and that beautiful mill overlooking the river will be 70 beautiful apartments, beautiful modern apartments for people moving into town. And it's bringing the life back into Newport. It's a really, really cool thing.
It's amazing, Jay. This brings tears to my eyes. Our previous guest was talking about the housing crisis in New Hampshire, and you're doing something about it. The website is sunshineinitiativeallonword.org.
Correct.
And I know you put a lot of, you and Karen put a lot of your own sweat equity and your own equity, financial equity in it. But how else are you accomplishing all of these wonderful success stories?
Well, you know what it is. It's, you know, the key is that it's not us. It's the it's the group effort involved. It's the people of Newport who've actually done this. You know, we've been I think helpful as a catalyst and leaders to get the thing going. But one of the things I have found is that, you know, it's very interesting. I didn't know how this would all work out, but almost to a person, anybody that you ask, you know, do they care about their community? Do they want to do something to be helpful? Every single person does. And I think the challenge for the any individual is, you know, they say, look, I'm only one person. What can I do? You know, but when you give them a vehicle, when you give them an opportunity to plug into a vessel or a vehicle and be part of something, a movement, the Sunshine Initiative, it really makes a difference. And it gives everybody a chance to be part of a something larger than themselves and something they can feel really good about.
Well, you're very humble because, of course, you know, you led this effort. So, Jay, why don't you give out the website again and go from
there? Sure. I think a good place to go is sunshineinitiative.org.
That's the place, sunshineinitiative.org. And you can also get the newsletter in the Act of Transparency. Tom, I get the newsletter every Friday. You know, it's a tough work week. Friday's here. I want the weekend to come. And then Jay gives us the newsletter. And I feel great because he gives us updates on what's going on. Talked about the city of Concord not too long ago, which, of course, is my hometown, home place. And that's where Tom and you have an office in Concord. I have the studio here in Concord. So we're on top of that, as is Jay Lucas, the founder of Sunshine Initiative. We're going to take a break and then come back with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio right here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. It's the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am Jay Dog, and this week's guest is Jay Lucas, founder of the Sunshine Initiative. You can go to sunshineinitiative.org alongside Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, talking about Sunshine Initiative as well as other things, how Jay's career kind of started politically as well as from a community standpoint, and I'll talk a lot more about that as well.
Thanks, Jay Dog. So in the spirit of super transparency, as you know, Jay Lucas, when I get your newsletter every Friday, and you've not missed a Friday in at least 2 years, I always give you an email back because everything you write and what you and Karen write resonates with me. So I'm going to put you on the spot because I still think that I still think you could take all of those Friday newsletters and put it into a, you know, book on community leadership. So are you seriously underway with that, or are you just putting me off for now?
No, actually, we're seriously on the way, Tom. And okay. I got to give you credit because you stimulated this idea that, you know, we now have, we started the Sunshine Report a number of years ago. I think we're over 200 consecutive Sunshine Reports. So we're up into beyond year five into year six, I think, on Sunshine Report. And what started out as a newsletter reporting on kind of our progress in Newport, primarily the Sunshine Initiative, has now kind of transcended into what I'll call a positive spirit newsletter, where we try to speak about the power of positive energy creating positive change, and look for the good in people. And there's so much good, you know? And so it does come out every Friday as the Sunshine Report. And this thought about trying to take a number of those articles and curate them in a way that's going to have an impact and to begin to tell a story is something that I got to give you credit for as the idea. And we're down the road now going through actually all of the articles that we've written so far and try to put them into batches and chapters and tie them together in a way that I think will bring positivity to the people who read it and hopefully some good outcomes as a result. So thank you for that, Tom.
I think there'd be so many emerging leaders and political leaders that would get so much out of you with the compilation of, you know, 5 years of the weekly newsletters. And, I'm not blowing smoke here. I look forward to receiving that, as does Jay every Friday. And there's always a pearl of wisdom or someone you quote that, you know, totally resonates with me. And when you're at the right point, I'd be happy to be one of your first manuscript editors.
Cool.
What you'll find with the book writing, having published four, is that it's really fun. You put it all together, but the last 10% is really challenging because you have to fact check, spell check. You have to have readers and you have to have thick skin. What you thought was great may not be so great, you know. So, but I'm sure with your education and everything else, I'm sure it'll be flawless. Now let's talk about scalability. What are some of the lessons you learned from the effort in Newport, the Sunshine effort in Newport, and have you expanded the Sunshine Initiative to any other communities beyond Newport?
Well, you ask a great question, Tom, because essentially what happened is we started this out really with a laser-like focus on Newport. And but over the course of time, it has become apparent that, well, several years ago, in fact, last year and the year before, we had several other towns reach out to us and say, hey, you're doing something really interesting in Newport. Looks pretty successful. Could you share that? Could you actually help us in our towns? So we expanded the Sunshine Initiative to several other towns in New Hampshire. So the ones, and really all over the state. So in the Lakes region, be Laconia. And think of these as, generally speaking, old mill towns or mill city, but communities that had maybe seen better days, but had now an opportunity and really an interest in revitalizing. So Laconia up in the Lakes region. Over in the Seacoast area, one that I think if anybody has been to their downtown could sort of see how this could really be flourishing, and that's Rochester. Rochester, I think, has great opportunities, but it kind of an old Main Street area downtown that can be revitalized. And then in Manchester, the west side of Manchester, which is the old French Canadian sort of district, which kind of had lost its way and is looking for an identity and chance to reflourish. And then, interestingly enough, in the sister town of Newport, which is Claremont, which is all part of the same economic area, really, in a way, we've also brought the Sunshine Initiative to Claremont. So we're actually having impact pretty much throughout the state and bringing opportunities to these small towns and cities that just weren't there before. And you'd kind of ask if there were lessons in this. And I think if I were to share, you know, one sort of lesson, people say, well, how do you do this? I'd say there are two buckets of activities that are important. One of them is what I call the nuts and bolts, which would be you got to get jobs, you got to get help education, Main Street, you've got to revitalize housing, all of those sort of core activities that you can think of to really revitalize. Those are kind of the nuts and bolts. But there's another bucket that turns out to be even more important, and that is what I'll call the can-do spirit, is the human spirit, is the positive mentality. It's kind of the belief that it is possible. And if you can bring that belief to people, anything truly is possible, but you got to get there. I liken it a little bit to a sports analogy. If you're a football team and you've had, you know, 40 consecutive losing seasons, you do get a little bit down on yourself. But if you can change that spirit, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. That's what we've been able to do in Newport. That's what we're beginning to do in some of these other communities. And I think the one other thing I'd say is that, As we think about these towns in New Hampshire, and what started out as really a way for me to help the people that I've grown up with, who still live in Newport and their kids, and try to be helpful to my community, it's transcended into something beyond that now, because over the past few years I've just been able to see that there's so many towns around, really around the entire country. It doesn't really matter where you go. It could be to Western Massachusetts, it could be Ohio, Pennsylvania, Georgia, out west. It doesn't matter. You got towns that have been ravaged by the outsourcing of manufacturing, sort of the Amazon effect on the Main Street. And our goal as the Sunshine Initiative is not to just get to 5 or 10 towns. Our goal is to get to 1,000 towns, get to 1,000 towns across America. And we're going to do it. And the whole idea is to, you know, rebuild the country in a very positive way from the ground up. one town at a time and give people an opportunity to be part of their communities and really change. And this is not a political movement at all. This is just a doing good thing for the country. So we're really excited.
This is so amazing. And I've seen your work on the West Side and the Lakes region. So, do you in those the different other towns as well as outside of New Hampshire, do you have to find a Jay Lucas in each one of the communities to kind of spearhead it, or do you give them a roadmap to follow?
Well, so here's what we're doing. We've created a 501c3 called Small Town Turnarounds. And what we're doing is we're creating a platform where you'll be able to access almost like on an open source basis, best practices, a toolkit, strategic partnerships that you can link onto, as well as funding sources. And yes, and to your very insightful time, but what you need to do or what you need to have is somebody or even just a nucleus of one or two or five people, whatever it is in that town, who really care about their community and they're committed to spending the time and the effort to try to lead a revitalization effort. But what we've done is we've made it, I think, a lot easier for people because they will have the opportunity to leverage off of our best practices and our knowledge base. And so give them kind of a running start, if you will, to really be successful.
Exactly. Give them the resources. You still need a Jay Lucas-like energy in each of the communities. But if you have a website where you can get the, like you said, the funding sources and, other lessons learned from Newport, I'm sure that's been really helpful. And as you point out, while I know our initial focus here in New Hampshire, there are towns like Newport all across the country that are wrestling with the same challenges. And it's so great that you're willing to share that best practice.
Well, Tom, it's very interesting. I talk to a lot of people in business. I talk to a lot of people around the country, just in various different venues. And I would say every single time I talk about this effort, it resonates. It resonates so much with people. They might be living in a big city now, but they grew up in a small town. And they knew what it felt like. They knew what it was to be part of a community where people knew who they were. They cared about them, and you care about your community. So it really, and young families, I think they want to raise kids in a place where it's going to be safe, where you get great education, where you've got a chance to know your neighbors. I think that's what America is coming back to. And with this renewed emphasis on manufacturing here in our country, I think it's jobs are coming back, communities are coming back, small towns. And so the Sunshine Initiative is, I think, happening really at the right time to enable these folks to be very successful in their own efforts. And we're here to help them guide them along the way.
Exactly. People want to reconnect and have the community connections. One last question before we turn it over to J-Dog. So I know you're now the owner of a newspaper, and I suspect that one of the reasons why is you found that local news has helped in your effort. So we only have about 30 seconds, but can you describe the role of news and newspapers in this initiative?
Yeah, it's vitally important. The community newspaper, the local newspaper, is a key part of a community coming together so you know what's going on in the community. So we bought, as part of our effort, the Eagle Times in Claremont and Newport, a daily paper that was struggling, but we're going to make it the very best local newspaper in the country and create a business model that will allow local newspapers that have been struggling to actually succeed and become really vital, attractive businesses to be involved in.
And for the listening audience, become subscribe to it. Jay's got a great team there that we've worked with. We got an article about the adult dental Medicaid, which was really important. So I really love your local focus, but also expanding nationally. And it's what Bob Putnam has said, that there are towns all across the country that want to get back the neighborhood fabric. So thanks for your level 5 leadership in this area. And of course, your stellar career and education is to be admired. J-Dog.
Yes. The website for that is sunshineinitiative.org. You can check that out. Jay Lucas, the Sunshine Initiative founder, the guest on this week's edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, which sadly we have to close. Fear not, we'll have another edition down the line here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. So for Jay Lucas, the founder of the Sunshine Initiative, and Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, I'm Jay Dog. We'll be back with another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio in the future here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.